Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our text for today is the gospel lesson from John 10, verses 1 through 10. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is still the Easter season. And no image of our Lord and his relationship with us is more beloved, it seems, than the image of today's readings. The image of a loving and caring shepherd tending to the needs of his sheep. Whether it's the much loved artwork of Jesus carrying the lost lamb on his back, or folding in his arms, or whether it's the Lord leading the flock out to green pastures, we just seem to love these images of Jesus. We pray in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want." And in our psalmody today, our intro today, "We are the sheep of his pasture." We love to hear, "The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd," Revelation 7. And in our gospel lesson, in John, continuing on from our text for today, in verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice." We even teach our children and sing ourselves, "I am Jesus' little lamb." I think we love this imagery so much because it seems calming. It seems peaceful. And what could be better than that, especially now, as our lives, well, seem to be in somewhat chaos, a very slow-moving chaos. Wondering when we'll get back to work, or even if we'll have a job when we do so. Wanting to visit loved ones in nursing homes or rehab facilities, worrying about our safety and the safety of our neighbors, I'm certain we desire our Good Shepherd's calming peace. But the words of our text today not only tell us about the Good Shepherd and his flock, but it warns us of them that will strive to look like our Good Shepherd, but are instead robbers and thieves, who care nothing for the shepherd's flock, or for the Good Shepherd for that matter. And particularly now, you need to pay attention to the shepherd's voice, because there are so many more voices out there as we search our internet, or as we watch the TV, and we hear so many different messages being proclaimed by so many different people. And there are people who are tailoring their messages today just to take care of the fears that you are feeling now to corrupt your faith. Please keep your eyes and ears open. I came upon a quote by a 4th century church bishop, John Chrysostom, while I was preparing for the sermon today, and he makes an observation about our text. He says, "Observe the marks of a robber. First, that he does not enter openly. Second, he does not enter according to the scriptures, for this is not by the door." Here also Jesus refers to those who had been before and those who would come after him, Antichrist and false Christ, Judas and Theudas, and whoever else there have been of the same kind. They make us his sheep. They guard us and do not let the wolves come after us. Excuse me, I skipped a sentence. And he rightly calls the scriptures a door, for they bring us to God and open to us the knowledge of God, that is, those who are proper shepherds. They make us as sheep, they guard us and do not let the wolves come after us, for the scriptures, like some sure door, bars the passage against the heretics, placing us in a state of safety as to all that we desire, and not allowing us to wander. And if we do not undo Scripture, we shall not easily be conquered by our enemies. By Scripture, We can know all, both those who are and those who are not shepherds. But what does into the fold mean? It refers to the sheep and their care. Whoever does not use the scriptures, but climbs up some other way, that is, who cuts out for himself another and an unusual way, that same is a thief. When our Lord further on calls himself the door, we should not be surprised. According to the office that he bears, he is in one place the shepherd, in another the sheep. In that he introduces us to the Father, he is the door. In that he takes care of us, he is the shepherd. This is from a sermon by John Chrysostom on our text. Our good shepherd Jesus, you see, he comes to give abundantly to his sheep. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That does not mean wealth and have it abundantly. That doesn't even mean health and have it abundantly. It just means life and have it abundantly. In fact, eternally is the life that he brings to us. He does this as he takes our place as sheep, and he pays the penalty for our wandering from the good shepherd. Those this life in Christ is all gift, not merited or earned. Since free gifts are often not thought very highly, Jesus warns his sheep that there will be those who will seek to steal away the good shepherd's gift. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." These thieves and robbers want to harm our souls. They will not enter by the door, which is Jesus and his word, but will strive to climb in their own way, their schemes and their gimmicks to trick us. Know that these thieves and robbers only care about themselves. So they will strive to sound like the good shepherd, but instead of giving the good shepherd's abundant gifts, they will keep the sheep malnourished, giving them what they want. And oh, how those toxic self-fulfillment weeds look green and lush to our eyes when we're starving. So Jesus further warns, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Some of these thieves and robbers seek only to destroy the sheep's trust in the shepherd. In Eden, the robber asked, "Did God really say?" Today, the same voice is heard, just in a different form. It could be in the media, the internet, your friends, your family, or even your own sinful wants and desires. It could be directing you to your own power and strength, much like we saw recently. I think it was like 2 weeks ago that the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, said, and I quote, "God did not help bring down the number of COVID-19 cases." As if God isn't answering our prayers each day for daily bread. Or perhaps it's just the age-old question, did God really say? Did God really say, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image, male and female"? Or is your sex and how you choose to express it just up to how you feel? Did God really say that marriage is between one man and one woman and that the marriage bed should be pure? Did God really say that we are not to forsake the assembly of the believers? We all hear the questions, did God really say, throughout our days. But these voices lead only to death. I pray we are all taking this time of forced slowdown, and we are using it wisely. We are taking more time to study God's word, for we need to know the good shepherd's voice, or we won't recognize it. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. Jesus goes before us, not behind us. The 23rd Psalm tells us, he makes us to lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul and leads me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Therefore, the church calls pastors. Pastor literally means shepherd. The under-shepherds of the good shepherd are not hirelings. We are called to live and to die with the sheep. We are trained to understand what sheep need and how to defend the sheep against the many thieves and robbers that come after them. For we are trained to understand the sheep because we too are sheep, just called to serve in the stead of the good shepherd on behalf of the sheep. This is the simple fact. As peaceful and serene as it may seem to think of Jesus as our good shepherd and we are the sheep, sheep stray. Sheep wander. They bleat. They ram. The prophet Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. It's what sheep do. So the under-shepherd strives to lead and to care for the flock, calling them to hear the good shepherd's voice, to repent and to return, and to have their wounds bound up with the salve of the gospel and the forgiveness of their sins. This good shepherd, you see, that we are called to follow and know and hear is like no other, for he lays down his own life for the sheep. That's you. That's me. Yet even death couldn't keep the good shepherd from his sheep. Our peace is assured. Our good shepherd died, and yet he rose again. Or did you not hear? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Not even death could separate the good shepherd from his sheep. Our Easter joy is overflowing, even though we are separated, because nothing can overcome that resurrection. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in the Good Shepherd. Look at the baptismal font. Each one of us has been called by name by our Good Shepherd, calling us from death to life. Hear the Good Shepherd's voice today. He has declared to you his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, and his peace. A peace that passes all understanding. Jesus, our good shepherd, is the only way, you see, to the green pastures and the still waters and the path of righteousness. Jesus is the only one who can make even walking through the valley of the shadow of death a fearless event, because he brings us life in it abundantly and eternally out the other side. So have no fear, little flock. Our good shepherd has defeated all our enemies, and we are heirs of the kingdom of heaven. This gives true value and meaning and purpose to our lives now, and it even gives peace now and for all eternity. Or again, have you not heard? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.